Gujarat. Virat Kohli added another historic milestone to his glittering career, overtaking Kumar Sangakkara to become the second highest run scorer in international cricket during India's opening ODI against New Zealand in Vadodara. Kohli crossed Sangakkara's long-standing tally of 28,016 international runs, moving closer to Sachin Tendulkar, who tops the list with 34,357 runs. The achievement once again highlighted Kohli's remarkable consistency and longevity at the highest level of the game. The milestone came with an added distinction. Kohli became the fastest player to reach 28,000 international runs, achieving the mark in just 624 innings, 20 fewer than Tendulkar. The record underlined his sustained dominance across formats and eras. Batting at number 3 after Rohit Sharma's dismissal in the 9th over, Kohli reached the landmark with a boundary off Adithya Ashok in the 13th over. He went on to play a commanding innings, anchoring India's chase with composure and authority. Sangakkara, who retired with 28,016 runs from 594 international matches, had held second place for several years, making Kohli's rise even more significant. With an average of over 52 in international cricket and an exceptional record across tests, ODIs, and T20 is, Kohli continues to set benchmarks for modern-day batting excellence. India takes early series lead. Kohli's milestone capped a dominant performance by India, who began their 2026 campaign with a 4-wicket win over New Zealand to take a 1-0 lead in the 3-match ODI series. Chasing a target of 301, India reached the total in 49 overs, driven by Kohli's classy 93. Shubman Gill played a crucial supporting role with 56, while Shreyas Iyer marked his return to ODIs with a fluent 49. Kohli and Gill stitched together a pivotal 188-run partnership that put India firmly in control of the chase. Iyer added further stability before falling just short of a half-century. Kohli looked set for a century of his own before being dismissed on 93, again by Kyle Jameson. Lower down the order, Harshit Rana and KL Rahul held their nerve, scoring 29 each to guide India home. Jameson finished with 4 wickets but was unable to prevent the defeat. Earlier, New Zealand posted 300 for 8 in their 50 overs. Daryl Mitchell top scored with 84, while Devon Conway and Henry Nichols provided a strong start with 50s. India fought back well with the ball, led by Mohammad Siraj, Harshit Rana, and Prasid Krishna, who claimed 2 wickets apiece, as the visitors slipped from a solid position to a below-par total.